Pandemonium reigned in downtown Dallas on the afternoon of November 22, 1963. An assassin's bullet had murdered the People's President, John F. Kennedy, who only moments before had been waving to crowds from an open motorcade as he made his way through Dealey Plaza. Within an hour, police had arrested their lead suspect, Lee Harvey Oswald, a former Marine and accomplished sharpshooter. For the next 2 days, hundreds of reporters and photographers descended on police headquarters in Dallas to catch a glimpse of the accused assassin.
At a press conference moments ago, Dallas Police Chief Jess Curry indicated that the suspected assassin of President Kennedy would be moved to Dallas County Jail shortly. He indicated privately to this reporter that he was trying to arrange for an armored truck to take the assassin the 15 blocks to Dallas County Jail. He admitted that several threatening phone calls had been received saying that they would never get Lee Oswald to County Jail alive. Therefore, the arrangements for the armored truck are now being made.
Inexperienced at dealing with the horde of news media, Dallas Police Headquarters was a chaotic scene with unusually lax security measures. On Sunday morning, November 24th, with radio microphones and TV cameras in place, Oswald was led through the department's basement for transport to the county jail. And for the first time, the nation watched a national news event as it happened.
Now the prisoner is being moved out toward an armored car.
Ike Pappas, a reporter from WNEW New York, was on the scene.
There is the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense? There's a shot. Oswald has been shot. Mass confusion here. Holy mackerel. A shot rang out as he was led into his car. He was thrown to the ground. The police have the entire area blocked off. An ambulance has arrived. They are rushing a mobile stretcher in. Here is young Oswald now. He is being hustled in. He is lying flat. To me, he appears dead. There is a gunshot wound in his lower abdomen. He is white, lying in the ambulance. His head is back. He is out, unconscious. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher. And now the ambulance is moving out. The flashing red lights.
One of the most sensational developments in this already fantastic case.
The nation was stunned by a second assassination in 2 days.
This is Bob Jett, WRR Mutual News, Dallas, Texas. We have just received a confirmed report from Parkland Hospital that Lee Harvey Oswald has died.
Jack Ruby, a Dallas nightclub owner and friend of local police, had slipped into the police department basement that morning and shot Oswald in front of dozens of news reporters and photographers. But instead of bringing emotional closure to the JFK assassination with his eye-for-an-eye murder of the lead suspect, Ruby's act only served to widen the web of uncertain facts and motives surrounding that tragic event, suffusing it with an aura of suspicion and mystery which lingers to this day.